Sabba regarded him steadily, long enough for her to take a few slow breaths.
"This one commends you and appreciates your candor. Now, will you listen to what this one has to say?"
"Of course."
"The Jedi Order does not intend to remain in control of the executive branch, of course. Conquest was not our aim. Until a new chief of state can be duly selected, we will be appointing a triumvirate to act collectively as the chief of state. It will consist of this one, Senator Treen, and General Jaxton."
"Representing the interests of the Jedi, the Senate, and the armed forces respectively. About as appropriate an organization as one could hope for. But I'm surprised, even shocked, that former Chief of State Solo is not on it."
"Instead of this one?"
"Yes, because of her experience with the office."
"Ah, but to have Jedi Solo here would suggest to the people that the Jedi intend to install her permanently, no?"
"Well, yes."
"Besides, we have other tasks for Jedi Solo's unique combination of political and Jedi skills. Specifically, Clatooine. News of the intended assault there has stirred up a piranha beetle's nest of protest and anger. She will quell it."
"And you want me for what exactly?"
"A continuity of knowledge. We want someone who knows the politics, yet who would willingly abandon the opportunity to influence this office in order to defend a woman who is now the focus of the greatest political trial in many years. He who wishes to abandon power may be the one best suited to direct it."
"And Dala? What will you give me related to her situation, if I agree?" Sabba sissed, a steam valve noise bespeaking amusement. She recovered quickly.
"Dala's defense team will doubtless want a change of venue so her trial does not take place on Coruscant or in some region hostile to her. The triumvirate will ensure that the trial does receive a change of venue, and that the choice is made before we abandon the office."
"You have enough pull with the Department of Justice to do that?"
"It seems so. They have already agreed to drop charges against Zahar Dorvald, Booster Tarek, and Valen and Gisela Horn, and to set aside the plea bargain of Master Skywalker so that he might return to Coruscant. We are working on persuading them to drop the case against Tahiri Vela."
"Don't do that. Let that one go to trial." Sabba cocked her head, clearly curious.
"Why?"
"First, unlike the case with Tarek, the active duty Jedi whose actions were clearly preludes to Jedi Order missions the populace basically approves of or should not have been prosecuted in any case. And Master Skywalker, whose trial and plea bargain were clearly the result of Chief Dala's specific interest. The Vela case is more murky. She did kill Pelion, and not for a clearly altruistic reason. Second, if you clear both Master Skywalker and Jedi Vela, critics of the Jedi will have an unimpeachable argument that you're using your new power for gain or personal reasons. But if you clear Master Skywalker and allow the case against Tahiri Vela to proceed, you divide your critics and weaken their opposition. Let's be honest, you can't stand too much opposition right now." Sabba was silent for a long moment. Then she picked up Wynn's letter of resignation and handed it to him.
"Destroy this, please. Then assemble a list of 10 worlds you believe can give Chief Dala a fair trial. Have it on this one's desk by tomorrow morning."
He looked over the envelope, its contents so carefully composed over so many hours, and accepted it from her. "Yes, Master Sabatine."
"This one appreciates your help, Dorvan."
"You're welcome."